Tonight.
Hey.
I say it's a lot of you ain't glad to be here, I don't guess. They three or four said amen. Are you glad you're saved?
Oh, yeah.
Amen. They got something to shout about. Amen.
Oh, God.
I'm glad I'm saved tonight. I ain't much, but I know I'm saved.
Yeah.
And I'm thankful.
Amen.
Real thankful for what the Lord's done in my life. Grateful for where he brought me from. I was on my way to hell and God saved me from that place. Now I'm going to heaven. Amen. I can't wait to see the Lord, the one that died at Calvary. Brother Peter, I can't wait to see him on the throne of God. Amen. I'm just longing to see the Lord and thank him for what he done for me in a day where I didn't deserve it. But he seen fit to come and be a wretch like me to be saved. And I said, God, I'm going to accept your offer, and I'm going to accept what you done at Calvary, and I'm going to accept the blood. Without the shedding of blood, no remission of sin, friend. It's through the blood, no other way. You ain't climbing in, you ain't working in, you ain't running in. You're going by the way of the cross and the bloodshed. Ain't no other way tonight, friend. So if you got it in your mind, you're going to get sprinkled with water. You'll die and go to hell, red-headed, without God. Amen. Brother Kevin said this, give a little confirmation. I've had a message on my heart ever since Brother Kevin asked me to come, and it's out of Luke 15. He said that some people are in and some people are out.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's exactly right. Those that's out, they just don't want to be in. Amen. They don't want to be in. And those that's in don't want to be out. Amen. If you want to be out, you ain't never made it in. I'll put it like that. But we're going to read out of Luke 15 tonight, and we're not going to read about the son that went astray. We're going to read about his brother that stayed at the house. But we're going to start reading in verse number 25 tonight with the help of the Lord, and we'll give you what the Lord's burdened our heart with. The Bible says in Luke 15 and 25, it says, "Now his elder son was in the field." And it says, "And he came and drew nigh to the house. He heard music and dancing. He called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said unto him, Thy brother is come, and thy father hath killed the fatted calf, because he hath received him safe and sound. And he was angry, and he would not go in. Therefore came his father out and entreated him. And he answering said to his father, Lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgressed did I at any time thy commandment. And yet thou never gavest me a kid that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this thy son was come, which had devoured thy living with harlots and has killed for him the fatted calf. And he said unto him, Son, thou art ever with me, and I, and all that I have is thine. And it was meet that we should make merry and be glad, for this thy brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, God, we've come to you tonight, God, with a humble heart, burdened down. God, I don't know what anybody needs in the building, but God, I know that you know every heart, Lord, that's sitting here. God, you know the one that's lost, God, dying and going to hell. God, I pray, Heavenly Father, that you'll swing them over that place tonight. God, that you'll show them that's eternity without you. And if they die without the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, that's where they'll spend all eternity. God, I pray, Lord, for your help. God, that I say nothing foolish or ignorant, but God, to be filled with the Spirit of God tonight just to preach for a little while. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for what you've done in our life. Thank you, Lord, for this church. Be with us and help us tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And I thank you for standing tonight as we reverence the Word of God. But we find here in the parable of Luke 15 about the son that went astray, and he went, listen, friend, we find these two brothers, these two boys that the man had, and one of them went into a far country. These people sitting in the building in a far country tonight, amen, left the father's house and ain't never come back. But I will say this, the son come back to where the father was. But we find here that the younger one left and he got in sin, but the older older one never went anywhere. And I want you to understand, you read over in Luke chapter number 15 and verse number 12, and the Bible says, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. Now right here is a very key part of the message. It says, and he divided unto them his living, friend. I've read that passage of scripture and read that passage of scripture, and I always understood that the younger son got the money and left, but that's not what the Bible says. It says that he gave both of them their portion, but one foolishly wasted it. Friend, we find here that the elder son, he never did leave the father's house. And if I'm going to give you a little thought and burden of my heart tonight, here's what the title of the message would be. It's being at the father's house, but not in the father's house. It's being at the father's house, but not being in the father's house. Friend, you say, why is that so important? Amen. You can be sitting in this building right here tonight. You say, I'm in the house of God. You're in this building. Amen. This is the house of God. This is where we worship. But friend, let me tell you tonight, if you're not born again and saved, you're not in the Father's house. You're an outcast standing on the outside, sitting in this building, wondering what in the world's going on. Let me tell you what's going on. Amen. Jesus is helping us. That's what's going on. But I find that the elder brother, he was not in the house, friend. Amen. You know where it said he was at? It said that he was out in the field. Amen. He heard the music and dancing. He came and asked the servant, what in the world's going on? Hey, some people sitting in this building right now, and they're saying, what in the world is going on? I don't understand why they're shouting. I don't understand why they're singing. And I don't know why he's doing what he's doing. I'm doing it for the glory of God. And everybody that's doing it should be doing it for him too. Let me tell you tonight, friend, don't be the elder brother standing on the outside. I find here in the word of God, you read verse number 28, and the Bible says, and he was angry. Amen. I'm going to go as far to say tonight, these people sitting right here under the sound of our voice, amen, that's mad at God's people. They're mad at everything going on. They're mad at the world. They ain't got no joy in their life. Amen. You know why you ain't got no joy? You ain't never met the Lord. Amen. Amen. You're born again and saved. You ought to have all the joy in the world in your heart, because you ain't dying and going to hell. But you ain't got no joy because you ain't saved tonight. I find that the elder son, amen, he was not concerned about nothing but himself. I find here in the word of God, it says that he was angry. Amen. Let me tell you tonight, friend, if you're sitting in the house of God, mad at the brethren, you know what you'd better do? You'd better make right, reconcile, amen, with the brethren, that you could have a little joy in your heart that'd be unspeakable and full of glory. Friend, the elder brother, he was mad. Praise God, he was angry. But that's not all. You look in verse number 29, the Bible says, and he answering said to his father, lo, he said, these many years do I serve thee, and neither transgressed I at any time thy commandment, and yet thou never gavest me a kid that I might make merry with my friends. A friend, you know what the elder brother did not have? Amen. He did not have a relationship. You say, how do you get that? That's his boy. You can be a boy, you can be a son, but that don't mean you've got fellowship with the father. Amen. You find right here in the word of God, amen, that this son, amen, he did not have a relationship with the father. He said, I serve thee. Amen. You know what? I live with my daddy. I didn't serve him. Amen. Amen, friend. I went to my daddy's house to show him respect and love that I had for him. I wasn't serving him. I was living for him. Amen. We find that he didn't have a relationship. Friend, let me tell you tonight, there's a lot of people sitting in church houses all around the world. amen, that's just like the elder brother in the house. Amen, he's there, he ain't never left, but praise God, he ain't never got in. Amen, he has never got in to where the Father's at. Friend, because he was angry, and you know what, if you're mad at God for something that happened in your life, praise God, I'm going to go ahead and say, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong. Amen. God never done nothing to you. Amen. The only thing he done for you was giving his life at Calvary that you would be able to live and be where you're at tonight. Amen. God has nothing, has done nothing for you to be mad at him over. I get so sick and tired of hearing people say, I don't know why God takes children. You know why he takes them? Because they're his. Amen. Amen, friend. Hey, I don't know why people get angry. Amen, because God does whatever he wants to. He's God. You're not. Let it be what it is. Amen. I know it hurts our flesh, but glory be to God. God's going to do exactly what he promised. And you ain't changing it. And I ain't neither. Amen. I find here he had no relationship. Then we see here in the Word of God, verse number 30. The Bible says, but as soon, he says, as soon as thy son was come. Amen. Talking about the younger. He said, as soon as he come, which had devoured thy living with harlots. There's a lot of people devouring their living with harlots tonight. Amen. They got a face on. They got, hey, you can wear a dress. You can wear a suit. It don't really matter. Amen. They've got a lot of people got stuff covered up that man may never see, but God sees it. Amen. God sees the very intent of the heart. Amen. It don't matter how you dress or what kind of paint you put on your face. Amen. It don't matter what kind of haircut you got. You know what God don't look at? He's not looking at the sinful shell we got on the outside. He's looking at what's down on the inside. And if he ain't seeing the blood, amen, you ain't part of him tonight. I find here in the Bible, we find that the elder brother here in the Bible did not have no grace for the younger brother. Listen, friend, it's serious tonight. God's dealt my heart about this for many weeks. And you know what? We ought to have grace for those that are fallen. God had grace for you when you was in a fallen state. Amen. God had grace for you if you're born again and you call yourself a Christian. You know what that means to be Christ-like. You ought to be like God. So if you got a brother and that's failed, don't push him away. Kick him in the nose. Praise God. Give him a little bit of grace. Help him up. I'm glad God picked me up out of the miry clay I was in and put me on a solid rock, and he established my goings. He didn't leave me alone. Amen. He's walking with me every day. Hallelujah to God, friend. The elder brother did not have no grace for the younger brother. You say, how do you know? Well, the Bible says, he says, as thy son was come. Right. You know what?
Go ahead, preacher.
You know what he should have done, Brother Josh? He said, soon my brother came, but he didn't acknowledge that he was his brother.
Right. Yeah, preacher.
Amen. He didn't acknowledge that his brother was even any kin to him. He said, your son's come back from living that wicked life he was in with the harlot. He said, I ain't calling him my brother. Praise God. Let me just go on record and say, if they're saved, they're your brother. If they're born again and saved, I'm not talking about some pity-patty repeat after me nonsense that they say is all right. I'm talking about blood-bought, born again. Amen. Washed in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. If they are born again in Christ and him in them, they're your brother. You're not changing it, friend. I find here in the Bible. Amen. I find in the Bible that the elder brother, amen, he was at the house, but he was not in the house. Amen. Then I also find here in the Word of God the signs of not being in the house. There's some signs. Amen. You may say, well, I drove here tonight. I got here at 15 minutes after 6. I made my way in the house of God, sat down on the pew. I shook hands with everybody in the back. Glory to God. Amen. I'm glad you did. It made me happy. But you know what? That's not salvation, Brother Kevin. Me shaking your hand don't mean I'm saved. That just means I'm trying to have fellowship with you. But friend, there's some signs, Brother Delmer, in the Word of God that shows why the elder brother was outside the house and not in tonight. I find here, praise God, verse 29 and 30, we done read them. But you know what here? It says, and he answering and said unto his father, lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgress I at any time thy commandments, and yet thou never gavest me a kid that I might go make merry with my friends. Amen. But as soon as thy son, amen, come, it says, which had devoured thy living with harlots, and thou hast killed him a fatted calf. The thing I see here in these two verses on the signs of this elder brother not being in the father's house is because he had bitterness in his heart. Amen. He said, look, Dad. Amen. He said, look at what you've done for him. Hey, you know what? You ain't done nothing for me. But look over there what you've done for them. Amen. You give them a fatted calf. He been living in sin. He been doing all the wicked things of the world. Shacked up and married up, whatever it is, with whoever, whatever, doing whatever it is that they done down there in a far country. But you always give him more than you've ever given me. Hey, let me just tell you, friend, God didn't give me no more than he gave anybody else. Amen. You shouldn't have bitterness in your heart if you're saved tonight. That's a sign of being out the Father's house and not in the Father's house. Amen. If you're bitter, praise God. I don't care if you got a brand new car, cost you $140,000, a brand new house. Amen. If I've got a Pinto that'll start up and get me to the house of God, I ain't worried about what you got. Amen. Because what I got on the inside is worth more than your car. Amen, friend. I say glory to his name. You should not have bitterness in your heart over what the Father done for somebody else. You ought to just love God and go on with it and say, thank you, Lord, for what I have. The elder brother had bitterness. You wouldn't even give him, hey, he said, you wouldn't even give me a kid. I'd get out my friends. God don't want you running around a bunch of hoodlums. That's why he didn't give it to him. Hey, man. You say, he did not give the younger son, listen to me right here, very important. He did not give the younger son a fatted calf until he came back. He gave him his part of the inheritance that he had. Now you read and study the Word of God, I believe whenever the boy left, I don't know, I'm not no scholar, I'm very simple. Whenever the boy left, I believe the daddy put the calf up. I believe he put him over in the barn lot. You know who fed the calf?
Yeah, brother.
The elder brother. I believe that the elder brother, the daddy said, hey, boy, you know that calf we put up out there in the barn? Won't you go out there and feed it today? And I bet that elder brother thought, why in the world am I feeding this calf? It's a fat right now. It can't walk. Why don't we eat that dude? But the father never gave the younger son the calf until he come back.
Right.
If he'd have given the elder brother didn't need it because he was bitter toward us. He didn't deserve it.
Go ahead.
If you're bitter, friend, I don't know why we're bitter in the day we're living in toward the brethren. Because they've worked hard and God gave them what they got. You know what you'll do? Let me just stop right here. Pump the brakes.
Preach, brother. Preach.
You know,
men,
get a job.
Amen.
If you want more, work for the glory of God and buy it yourselves.
Yeah.
People hate to hear that anymore. The government will keep me up. What are you going to do when the government falls? You're going to fall with the government. You say, that ain't Bible. Well, it sounds, man ought to work by the sweat of his brow to eat. Amen. So if you ain't, If you're too good to work, you're too good to eat. And you got bitterness in your heart because somebody else got more than you. It's because you don't want to do what you need to do. Listen. You wonder why people can shout. These people sitting in this building bitter, Brother Bobby Coger, because they can't shout.
Right.
You know why they don't shout?
Yeah, buddy.
Because they don't want to. If they're born again and saved, they don't shout because they don't want to.
That's right.
The Holy Ghost don't move on me. He don't move on you at a ball game either. That's the craziest stuff I've ever heard in all my day. You've got bitterness in your heart like the elder brother. If God moves in you to holler at a ball game, you ought to shout three times as loud in the house of God because you're not on the losing side, you're on the winning side. Amen, and you should not have no bitterness. You ought to just want to glorify God for what he done. Let me tell you, friend, if it bothers you that bad, stay away from the ball game. Amen, that's right. Amen. Let me tell you tonight, my friend, the elder brother had some bitterness in his heart. And then I also see here some signs of him not being in the Father's house, but at the Father's house. Verse number 28, you also find he had no joy. How'd you get that? It said he was angry. I ain't never been angry and happy at the same time, and you ain't neither. Amen. If you're angry and happy at the same time, you're bipolar and you got problems. Amen. Praise God, I'm either mad or I'm happy. I ain't never happy and mad at the same time. They ain't two of me, they just one. Listen, friend, let me tell you tonight, you can put on whatever kind of face you want to, but if you're mad on the inside, you're still standing on the outside tonight. You say, I'm born again and saved. That's good. Amen. Let me stop right here a minute. You can be born again and saved, mad at... angry on the inside. You're still sitting out there in the parking lot. Yeah. Your spirit's out there. Yeah. Not in here. Yeah. These people say, well, I did. Oh. I get so sick and tired of hearing people say, well, you know, the devil didn't do nothing. God saved you. You got everything wrapped up in one ball. And you're going to heaven. What's there to be mad about? Right. I find here, nobody's ever been happy and sad at the same time. I find here that he didn't have any joy. And I don't know. I ain't been here. I ain't preached here in 2 or 3 years, Brother Daniel. I don't know how long it's been. These new people don't even know who you are. And that's all right. God knows you. I don't have to know you. But here's the thing. Praise God. If you ain't got no joy, you don't know what in the world's going on tonight. You know why you ain't got no joy? Because you won't heed what God wants you to do. That's why people don't have joy in the house of God, because they will not obey the Holy Ghost and do what the Holy Ghost wants them to do. They sit like a knot on a log, humped up, got their arms crossed, looped, pooped out.
I love it. Preach. Preach.
Blow their cheeks out. You walk, look around. Sometimes you go in the house of God, they look like they lost their best friend.
Yes.
If they're saved, they ain't lost nothing. They've gained everything.
Yeah.
A lot of you ain't got enough joy to even grunt.
Go ahead.
Amen. That's the truth. You look at me and say, no, I'm telling you the truth. A lot of you ain't got enough in you to grunt at whenever God moves in your life and says, hey, you know what I did for you? There's no joy. The father done the same for the elder as he did the younger, and he still had no joy in his life. That is proof he was on the outside and not on the inside. Then I see here, the boy went through the motions. You say, well, he made it to the window. You know what it takes to get somewhere? Going through a motion. Nobody floated into the building.
Uh-huh.
Ain't nobody in here floated in here tonight.
What about that?
You didn't float to where you're at, Brother
right.
Creston.
Right.
You put your feet in motion,
right.
And they walked. The elder brother was in the field, the Bible says. And he says he came.
So he was some motion going on. So when he got there, listen, you can go through the motions all you want to. I don't play church, Brother Josh.
Yeah, brother.
You know why I don't play? Because it ain't a game. If church is not serious to you, you need to be saved. That's the truth.
That is right.
If it's a one service a week deal, you're just going through the motions to make somebody happy. If it's just Easter and Christmas, you barely are moving. Amen. You ain't even crawling to the house. Listen, two times a year I'd die and wouldn't be able to move, praise God. If you're just coming those two times, hey man, don't come for the preacher. I love him with all my heart. But I hope they don't go to I hope you don't go to the house of God for him. I hope you come to the house of God for him, amen. He's the one that died for you. Don't go through the motions here because of Brother Kevin. Give it all you got for God tonight. Amen. There's a lot of people going through the motions. I'll sing a song. Do you mean it when you sing it, or you're just up there going through the motions? Listen, the elder brother went through the motion. We find here in the Word of God, friend. I'm going to have to sit down just a minute.
Preach! Good over here, brother.
I find here in the Word of God, in this passage of what the Lord's give us, He give it to you for a reason. Everybody understand that? He give you 66 of the best books for a reason. Read them. It ain't a paperweight. It's for you to read. It ain't to lay on the dash and curl up the end. It's to read. But anyway, we'll get off that. We find here that the elder brother, the elder son, did not. This is how you can tell he's on the outside of the Father's house and not in. Because he did not give any praise to the Lord for the lost son to be back home. If you can't praise God for a sinner getting saved, I'm going to go on record. I may be wrong. If I am, Brother Kevin, you talk to me out of church. If you can't shout over a sinner escaping hell, you're probably a sinner too. You're still on the outside of the house. It makes me happy, praise God, whenever the Lord Jesus Christ picks another one up and places them in the family of God. The younger son was in a far country, and the elder son could care less. Did not give God no praise. All he done was bellyached about what the father was doing for the younger son. We see here the last point that the Lord gave me. I find here that there's one person, there's more than one, but one in particular the Lord showed me. We're going to talk about the Father just a minute. And then I'm going to be done, and Brother Kevin do whatever he needs to do. But the Father is at the house, and the Father never left. You know who the father was with the whole time? The elder son. He was with him the whole time. Now that being said, you have to understand that the father never ran to the younger one. He was standing waiting on him. You know what God's doing tonight for people sitting in this building? He is standing waiting on you to run to him. The father never left the house. The father never went to the far country. The father never followed him anywhere, Brother Dammer. You'll not see where the father followed him anywhere. But he was standing there waiting for the younger one to come back. But in verse 28's got a lot in it. He was angry and would not go in. Therefore came his father out. His father was inside the building. The son was on the outside. You know where the father went? He stepped right out the door. And he said, son, what's the matter? God's speaking to somebody tonight saying, what's the matter in your life? Why are you like this elder brother? God spoke to your heart. That means he's wanting you to come in. That's what he wanted the elder. That's what he wanted the elder brother to do. He just wanted. He didn't drag him by brother. He did not grab him by the arm. He just entreated him. God's not going to grab you by the hair of the head and drag you to the altar. He's going to woo your heart and call your name and say, why don't you come? The elder brother could have went in, but he chose not to. He chose not to have fellowship with the Father, amen, or the brother. You know why people die and go to hell tonight? It's because they choose not to come into the Father and die separated from the love of God. And they're separated for all eternity when they die. Just because they won't come through the door and come in the Father's house. You say, I must be good, I'm here. No, I'm telling you, you're wrong. If your body's here, I'm not talking about your physical body. Hey man, I'm not talking about this blob that I'm standing here holding these shoes on. I'm talking about the one on the inside. The one on the inside is what I'm talking about. There's a lot of people can be sitting here thinking about what they're going to do tomorrow. They're outside. You never come in the building. Why don't you, listen, if you make it here, why don't you just come on in? Listen, there's so many people sitting, and I'm done. So many people sitting in the house of God,
brother,
in the flesh, but their spirit is so far away from it. They're worried about what tomorrow's, what's going to happen. I don't care. I may not see daylight. Why are you worried about tomorrow when you're not guaranteed the next breath? The elder brother had the opportunity to come in the Father's house, but he didn't. Listen here, church. You come, you sit in the pew, sing the songs, carry the King James Bible. If you carry a different Bible, throw it away and get the right one. I believe everybody in here got the right one. I know how the Brother Kevin stands on that, but if you ain't got the right one, we ain't going to throw rocks at you. Get rid of it, get the right one. We're going to love you through it. If you need one, Brother Kevin will buy you one. I'll buy you one. Somebody get you one. But just because you carry the King James Bible don't mean you're saved. You're in the Father's house. I carry, most of the time, three to church. I love it. But that ain't saved me. God saved me. And God gave me his word because I come inside the house. We also find here that, listen to this, you can call yourself whatever you want to. But if your walk don't match what you say, it's a pretty good chance you're not who you are. It's a real good chance you're not who you say you are. I made this statement at church. I said, I could tell you I'm 10 foot tall. But I'm not. I could tell you that. I could talk to you, hey, I'm 10 foot tall. You see me, you lied to me. Yeah. I want you to think I was something that I wasn't. People say that they're Christians and don't walk Christ-like. You're saying you're something that you're really not. And I'm going to say this. When you do that, you're making fun of the Lord. Amen. You're saying God can't do what he said he can do. He'll do everything he said he's going to do. Whether you like it or not, God's going to do what he said he's going to do. Listen, friend, if you're here tonight, you're at the Father's house. We're at the house of God. If If you ain't in the Father's house, won't you make things right and get saved? Whatever it is in your life. You say, listen, if you're born again and saved, that don't mean you're always, it don't mean you're always in. I'm not saying you get lost, saved. That's nonsense. That's nonsense. I'm saying that you could be like the elder brother. Listen, I'm done. Come on, Brother Kevin. Sundays and Wednesdays is the hardest days that I put up. Because the devil fights me harder those days because I'm going to the house of God. And he wants me to be angry at my loving wife, and I love her with all my heart. But he'll try to get in between us and cause a division there to get our mind off of this place and him. So our spirit will be out there and not in here. If you ain't, friend, you ought to be on the altar. Everybody goes through it. The devil is good at what he does. He wants to divide. If he can divide husband and wife, he's done a great deal right there. And when you get to the house of God mad at your wife because she didn't make sausage and she made bacon, or the biscuits wasn't brown enough on top and they was too hard on the bottom, whatever it is, it's something that ain't going to amount to nothing. But he wants you to get to the house of God where your body's sitting in the building but your spirit's sitting in the car being mad at your wife. Or mad at your kids. Won't you just repent? Listen, you're to repent before you come. Say, God, I want to make things right now so I ain't got to sit out in the car where everybody else is in there having a good time. Yes. Being at the Father's house, but not in the Father's house. Where are you at tonight? You're either in or out. Brother Kevin said that. You're either in or out. Where are you at?